My name is Courtney Williams. I am 18 years old. Today is November 29th, and I'm speaking with Carlton Williams, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Chester, Virginia. So, can you tell me about where you grew up and what was it like?
Yes, I was born in Baltimore, Maryland. Had a very happy childhood there. Moved to Virginia around the age of 14. Enjoyed myself here also. Had a very loving mother. My dad was in my life at times, not all the time. But overall, a very nice childhood.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest childhood memories?
Well, if you're considering childhood all the way back to high school, I think my happiest memory was making the varsity basketball team. I was kind of a late bloomer to playing basketball, really enjoyed the sport, and to make that team was just a great achievement of mine.
Interesting. When you were younger, what did you think life would be like when you were older? And has your life turned out differently than you imagined?
Yes. Well, I think in high school, I realized that I wasn't talking about college much or continuing my education in that way. I looked at examples in my family and had an older brother that went into the military, came out, and was pretty successful working with the post office, a federal job. And I think I modeled myself after him and trying to pursue the same route for my life. And yeah, I didn't answer that.
So do you think your life has turned out differently than you imagined?
Yes, the military, I really felt that, yeah, I was going to go ahead and do that. But I believe I was getting out after my first tour and most likely getting a federal job and being a civilian. But it did turn out differently with me staying in the military for all these years.
So you pretty much answered this question, but just confirming it. You went into the military so young because of your, because you were inspired by your brother.
Yes, that, and like I said, I was not really pursuing college. So yeah, it was his inspiration that led me that route.
Looking back, do you wish you would have gone to college?
At times I do think of other things that interest me in life that, I didn't really think about at that time, but, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I did miss out on a lot by not going, but I am pretty satisfied with my career choice.
So I know that you have, you had a pretty big family. So was college like ever talked about in your family, or was it just generally ignored?
Yeah, that's another thing about college in my family. I didn't have many examples of anyone going to college. Other than the brother that I pretty much was modeling my life after, he was the only one actually to attend junior college. So it wasn't discussed much. My parents never really mentioned it. So yeah, it, not saying it wasn't an option, but we just never really brought it up to even really make it a deep discussion.
Mm-hmm. So can you kind of tell me about like going from high school and then straight into the military? Like, how was it like that transition for you?
Yeah, it wasn't the easiest transition. It's the first time you're leaving home. And back in those days, the drill sergeants and the instructors there were allowed to be a little more, let's just say they were allowed, they had a lot of leeway with the way they talked to people back in those days. So it was a shock to be, you know, fussed at, cussed at. Every little thing you do, you under the microscope. But it builds a lot more discipline and respect for the military. So I understand it, but it was a shock.
So are you talking in regards to like boot camp and that type of stuff?
Yes,
like
I'm, training? Yes, I'm talking about the boot camp, the initial boot camp and your initial training for your specific job where they use drill instructors. And but you come out of there with a lot of highs from the achievements of things that you go through, from obstacle courses to firing your weapon and qualifying, becoming better at running and doing push-ups and all those type things. They really build you up. So it's a plus at the end.
Well, now I'm curious about, so you went to boot camp, and I know that the Army especially is very, like, what's the word? You know, you have to do a lot of physical, like, fitness stuff. So you're very, like, what's, like, fitness savvy, I guess, now? Like, you love working out. Do you think you were, like, the same way as a kid, or did you, like, grow through the Army?
I would say part of it was Army. Even in high school, I was pretty slim, but always was interested in weightlifting. Didn't do much of it in high school, but I just had an interest back then. But yeah, the military really got me into fitness, because no matter where you go, pretty much the military has gyms available for you to work out and train.
So after, like, you did all of your boot camp and training and all that, what was your primary job?
I went into the supply field, logistics. Pretty much working with maintenance units that do a lot of repairs on equipment, all sorts of equipment, from wheeled vehicles to armored tanks. And someone needed to order all the supplies for that, and that was kind of my job.
What do you think was, like, either your best or most memorable experience from being in the military?
The most memorable will be going to Iraq, being in a different country like that under those conditions. You will never forget that type situation. Don't want to go too in-depth on certain things that happened there, but yeah, that is going to be my most memorable.
Do you remember what year that was? Like, what time frame?
Yeah, that was 2000, early 2004 through early 2005.
Okay. Like, outside of war, I know you went to, like, a bunch of different places. So did you enjoy having the opportunity to travel to, like, different countries and states and stuff?
Yes, that was that's definitely a bonus of being in the military, some of the traveling. Went to Germany, and, you know, when you go into these countries and it's not a war situation, mm-hmm. It's kind of enjoyable to get out and be able to enjoy their culture. Germany, Italy, a couple more places within the States, of course, but they were the two biggest ones overseas that I really enjoyed.
So why did you, out of all the branches, why did you decide the Army?
That's a good question. I really don't know. I think I just started talking to a recruiter, and I kind of let them lead me a little bit in that direction. And that's probably because the Army makes up the biggest force, mm-hmm. so they probably always trying to recruit more for the Army. So, yeah, I think it was pretty much the recruiter led me that direction.
Because wasn't my uncle a Marine?
Or was he an Army? Yeah, my brother was in the Marine Corps. And I don't know, I really didn't consider the Marine Corps. I think, I don't know why really, but yeah, I just settled on Army.
So when you were deployed or stationed somewhere else, how often did you stay in touch with your family?
Well, other than Iraq, it was pretty easy to stay in touch with your family. The military normally always have from internet access to phones to everything available for you to keep in contact. Being in Iraq, it was more difficult. You had a lot of soldiers on these bases and not as much communication devices to contact family. And then you definitely didn't have as much time. But it was still manageable to do.
So, like, I'm not sure since I was so young, like, when you went to war, but was it, like, were you able to, like, tell, like, mom or anybody where you were at, like, located or any of that?
Yeah, they really don't want you to say much specific information on your location. You know, you would just kind of do a broad, I'm in Iraq, and I'll say I'm in, you know, southern Iraq. Mm-hmm. I don't have to say exactly where and which base, all that.
What did you do to, like, and your I forgot the word for it, but like you're hanging around time. How did you keep yourself entertained during the days where you weren't with your family?
Well, I mean, like being in Iraq, that when we did have time off, most likely I was in the gym, and we was able to get some movies and things like that. They would have some posts had a little theater room, showed movies, game room for games. They had a few items that kept you occupied at times, with any free time that you may have.
Can you talk about, I kind of already asked you this, but I'll just skip that question. What was your rank/any awards or achievements?
When I left for Iraq, I was a staff sergeant, E6, which is a section sergeant, which will have anywhere between 5 to 10 soldiers under you, which is, I don't know, a great demand in those environments. As far as achievements, my biggest achievement was getting everybody home safe, and that happened. So I was really proud that we were able to, in my section, have no really serious injuries, no casualties.
So how are you, like, in the military, how are you guys able to, like, climb the ranks?
Well, you can do that multiple ways, or it is a combination of physical fitness. You evaluate it on that. Any additional education, college. There's always military schools that you go to that are mandatory for you to go to the next rank.
Did you ever think of, like, leaving the military and picking up, like, another career or something?
Yeah, when I first went in the military, going into the Army, I did 3 years active duty. And I got out of the active side and joined the National Guard. When I did that, like I said, I was trying to model after my brother and get a federal position and pretty much leave the military. But what actually happened was I got a federal position that was tied to the military. So I had to stay a member of the National Guard to keep my federal position. So once I did that, it kind of locked me in for a long career with the military and the federal government.
So can you kind of explain the difference between active duty and National Guard?
Yeah, active duty, you're there with your unit every day on a military base with a lot of different rules and regulations. National Guard, you're just coming in 1 week in a month and normally 2 weeks out of the year to do your annual training. So, yeah, the difference is the amount of time you will be with your unit.
So, why did you... Well, first, can you tell, like, how long you stayed in the military?
Yeah, so I wound up doing 35 total years of service. That's the active side and the National Guard.
And why did you decide to stay in the Army for those 35 years?
Like I said, once I got my federal job and it was tied to that, the benefits of staying in kind of outweighed leaving because I still wasn't looking to really go back to school and make a really big career change. So that pretty much just led me to staying.
Can you go into your feelings about being retired and like how you felt to finally get out of the military?
Yeah, it was something I felt like I was really ready for after that many years of service. And I do appreciate being retired now. I appreciate everything the military had offered me and allowed me to continue to do. But it was just time for me to retire, and it was a good move.
Do you think that when you had kids, it kind of shifted your, like, perception on being in the military?
I think it didn't really change much until I deployed to Iraq. Like I said, being in the National Guard, you're still home with your family. You know, you just miss some weekends and, like I said, a couple of weeks out of the year. But once you deploy and gone for a whole year and being in a very hostile, dangerous situation, it makes you think of your kids and family so much more. And at some points, you think of, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be in the military, because you're thinking of them more and definitely trying to provide for them, and knowing that you're in this dangerous situation, that the possibility of not coming home.
So can you explain, like, the difference between, like, why were you in war in, like, Iraq, but then you were deployed to, like, Korea and Italy and Germany and all of that? Like, do you just do your regular job there?
Yes, those type of deployments are just military bases and strategic places for the military to continue their stronghold in those areas. You just go there and you pretty much just fit right in, plug right in, and do your regular job. Someone else, another unit, or another person will leave and you just fit in. Of course, going to war is totally different. Because of the fact that sometimes some areas you may be the first unit to get there. So now you gotta set up everything from the ground on up. So it will be a lot more work, a lot more difficult to do in those situations.
Do you think there was some sort of like a brotherhood between you and like people that you enlisted with at the same time?
Not really. People that enlisted at the same time, going into the Army, you really probably are not going to stay in touch with that much or see that much. So no type of relationship like that.
Do you have any friends that you think, like, made an impact on your life that you met through the military?
Yeah, there are plenty of people that have come across and affected me in one way or the other, some negatively, some positively. But I don't think I'm going to go into detail on some of those relationships.
Can you share some thoughts about soldiers with PTSD, like in general? And, you know, like when a lot of soldiers come back, they're homeless or something. Like, can you share what you think about that and like what you think civilians can do to help out the situation?
Yeah, I think the first thing with PTSD is having the condition recognized. I think on the civilian side is, you know, a lot of people may not know the signs of PTSD. But if they do have a veteran they're friends with, family with, it would behoove them to maybe look up a little of the information to see if they see any signs in these people to let them know that, hey, you may need to get some help. You know, the VA medical center really helps with those conditions. And yeah, I think just trying to educate both the civilians and the veteran, because sometimes you have these symptoms and feelings and you're not really relating them to PTSD or the war or what you've been through, and truly you need someone professionally to talk to let you know how that's affecting your life now.
So is there no, like, when you come home from war, is there no, like, mental health screenings or anything?
They are doing a much better job of that now. I'm pretty sure everybody that comes back now goes through some type of screening. Previously, it wasn't thought of as much. And sometimes the effects of PTSD may not be immediate. So you may come back and go through that screening okay, and then try to settle back into regular life and feel, have a hard time adjusting. And so those people will still need to try to seek out and find help.
So, since you've been out of the military, have you wanted to go to school for something or pick up like a, maybe like a side job or something like that?
At this present moment, no. I have retired. I have been enjoying the time off, trying to take care of my house, my yard, just getting everything in order. I haven't reached a point of boredom to say maybe I need to look into something else. I do take in, try to do my best to maintain my fitness, which is a daily routine. So I'm pretty occupied right now with things. So if anything changes, yeah, I may consider reaching out to do something different.
What would you think would you describe like as your best benefit from the military? It doesn't have to be like an actual benefit, but just like something you gained from it.
I think the one of the best benefits I received was, I think the discipline helped me in life. I enjoy discipline. I enjoy being orderly. And I think that helps with everyday life. So I think that's probably one of the bigger benefits I receive.
I know you say this a lot, but like you're always like, if somebody doesn't know what to do, like they should just join the military or something. Do you still believe that?
There's opportunities out there in other ways than the military, of course. But you do see some young adults that seem like they need direction due to the fact that some of the choices they may make are just bad choices in general. So I do see positive for people like that to To join the military if they have no direction, one way or the other, what they're trying to achieve, because they being idle and not really going for something, education or a decent job, may lead you down the wrong path.
So I kind of wanted to ask you your opinions on, about a couple years ago, Colin Kaepernick decided to kneel for the national anthem. So I've heard a lot about veterans being upset that he did this, thinking that it was like disrespecting them, but he said otherwise. So what is your, like, did you personally feel disrespected by it?
I did not personally feel disrespected. I think maybe there is another way of going about what he was trying to achieve. I don't know, it didn't affect me personally like that, but I would like to see everyone staying, honestly.
Like, this is from stuff that I've already know about you, but why do you not like when people, like, sometimes thank you for your service? Like, you used to change, like, you didn't want people to see you in, like, your uniform and stuff.
Yeah, I don't really know why I did that, because now I think I appreciate it more since I retired. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe just because I feel like, hey, I'm just doing my job. So maybe I didn't feel people need to go out the way to thank me for doing my job that I chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do appreciate it now when I hear it.
So I also know that you spent some time in Korea. Can you elaborate on that experience?
Yeah, that was part of my active duty tour. I went to Fort Hood, Texas first, coming out of my training. Spent the 18 months there, and then got orders to go to Korea for another 12 months. And it was something that at the time I did not want to do, but I really had no choice in the matter. And after getting in country, getting settled in, getting with my unit, I really enjoyed the experience. Korea is a nice country. And I made friends there, and actually we worked alongside of other Korean soldiers and made a friend with one. And he actually took me around, not all the way around the country, but we went to, he took me down to Seoul, the main city there, and mm-hmm. went to different parks and monuments that they have there. So I really got to get into the culture a lot with him. And it was a great experience. It was a very real experience, because as soon as you go into Korea, most units will take you to the DMZ, where it divides with North Korea, to remind you how serious the situation is there. It's always very tense there, but it was a great experience.
So when you first joined the military, since you were so young, did, like, your mother have any, like, thoughts, like, maybe you shouldn't go into it or anything?
No, not really. I think because of my older brother, his experience with it seemed to be pretty positive, so she didn't have any negative thoughts about it.
So for my final question, I would like to know, how was it raising kids in the military?
That was kind of difficult. Due to the fact that, like, when you're deployed in those situations, your spouse becomes, you know, just that one parent for the kids, and all those responsibilities go to her. It worked out well for me because I had a great spouse. But yes, those times you miss your kids so much, it's becomes very difficult. And just coming back home is just so much more joyful and appreciative of everything.
Well, thank you for spending your time with me for these 30 minutes.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you. I was just about to say, you could say, yeah, ending with something.